So here we are, 1 week away from Christmas, 2 weeks away from the new year. The folks who work retail are busy, 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 but many other workplaces are going to see a major thinning of the ranks as we take our holiday breaks. But how much of a break will we really get? Yes, we may be sitting at home or maybe at the cottage or out of town at grandma's, but there's that great big umbilical cord connecting us with the office, technology, the smartphones, iPads, laptops, email. They all keep us tethered to work. What is that constant connectivity really doing to us? We're joined by Sarita Shanebeck, an assistant professor in the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Thanks for talking with us, Sarita.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it used to be vacation meant vacation, but now that office emails and phone calls can literally follow us to any corner of the earth, is that old idea of a real getaway gone forever?
I think it really depends on when you use technology and how you use it. So if you're bringing your work with you during holidays, that might be a problem. Taking breaks from work is important for your health and for maintaining your social relationships. And so if you don't take breaks during maybe the upcoming holidays, you need to make sure you find times during the year that are meaningful for you where you do disconnect from your technology.
You know, here you are with the School of Information. It is all about information and consuming it. And in doing so, do you think the boundaries between work and home in America, have they been blurred or are they just blown away now? Are they non-existent?
Well, I think they're absolutely blurred. I'm not sure about blown away. It might be getting there. I mean, there are some benefits that you can take your work home with you. So sometimes you don't have to go into the office. You might be able to work while on the road. If you have children, you might be able to balance that better. But at the same time, it does mean that you end up taking it with you on your holidays, on your weekends. And I think it's really hard for people, even people who are experts and who work in the School of Information, for example, to balance your family life with your work life.
And I have to wonder when, with this nonstop flood of information, when someone wakes up and the first thing before her feet hit the floor, she's reaching for the smartphone to check work emails to see what's been happening, maybe even in another part of the world. How does that affect us? What is that doing to our ability to be sharp and our ability to really absorb information?
Studies sort of vary on how much it affects us. Some have said that multitasking is something that we're not actually good at, especially for the people who think that they are good at it. In that case, it might be a struggle to be able to wake up, enjoy your family, enjoy breakfast, while also having work on their mind. For other people, it allows them to schedule their day in a way that they like. Some people are sharpest in the morning. They work best in the first few early hours, and that way it might be able to get their mind racing, get them going, and then later in the day they can spend it with their family or relaxing or doing whatever else they want.
So, Sarita, could you give us some ideas, some tips with how to handle technology during our holidays?
Absolutely. I would say that they should establish expectations and talk about them beforehand. So telling family members to get off their devices in front of other family, especially extended family, might be very awkward and tense, and it just makes people retreat more. So if you have a understanding that, say, dinner time is not a technology time, but afterwards we can pull out the cell phones, that lets people know sort of what they're expected to be doing. Another one is focusing on establishing traditions where people can use technology but also be connecting with their family. So it might be playing video games together or watching Netflix movies together. So technology doesn't necessarily have to be stressful or pull you away from your family, but you need to be thoughtful about what you're going to do that sort of allows you to connect with them.
It does seem kind of simplistic to say, put down that smartphone, kind of like Nancy Reagan's Just Say No to Drugs campaign.
Right.
What do you do to keep work information from gobbling up your off time?
For me, I love outdoor time. When I go on vacation, I make a pretty concerted effort to decide what work has to get done before then, if I'm going to do any work on the trip. And so I set expectations for myself, and that makes it a lot easier to not do work. If I just decide, well, I'm going to catch up on these things the week I get back, I don't have this pressure sort of riding with me while I'm on vacation that I have to do this thing. So for me and my family as well, I think it's really about managing expectations and communicating about them early so that we have an understanding of what sort of how we're going to spend time together.
We've been talking with Sarita Shanebeck, who's with the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.